Do you have something to say?
I was only thinking, sir, Sharp said, that if it is Greenwich, it's out of our jurisdiction. Perhaps we ought to telegraph the local police and warn them.
Perhaps, perhaps. When will you learn to do without that word?
If we were to cable Greenwich, what would we tell them, eh? What would we say in our cable?
I was only thinking.
Good God, Harrenby said, standing up behind his desk. Of course! The cable.
The cable?
Yes, of course, the cable. The cable is in Greenwich even as we speak.
Do you mean the Atlantic cable? Sharp asked.
Certainly, Harrenby said, rubbing his hands together. Ha ha, it fits perfectly. Perfectly.
Sharp remained puzzled. He knew, of course, that the proposed transatlantic telegraph cable was being manufactured in Greenwich. The project had been underway for more than a year and represented one of the most considerable technological efforts of the time. There were already undersea cables in the Channel linking England to the continent, but these were nothing compared to the 2,500 miles of cable being constructed to join England to New York.
But surely, Sharp said, there's no purpose in stealing a cable. Not the cable, Harrenby said. The payroll for the firm. What is it, Glass, Elliot and Company or some such? An enormous project, and the payroll must be equal to the undertaking. Oh, that's our man's objective. And if he's in a hurry to leave on Thursday, he wishes to be there on Friday.
Payday, Sharp cried.
Exactly, Harrenby said. It's entirely logical. You see, the process of deduction carried to its most accurate conclusion.
Congratulations, Sharp said cautiously.
A trifle, Harrenby said. He was still very excited and clapped his hands together. Ha-ha! He's a bold one, our friend Sims. To steal the cable payroll. What an audacious crime. And we shall have him red-handed. Come along, Mr. Sharp. We must journey to Greenwich and apprise ourselves of the situation at first hand.